So we do this every couple of months. I like to have a conversation with one of our great sponsors. Matthew Peck is with SHP Financial, and every so often we check in with Matthew just to see what the markets are doing, see what people should be thinking about their investments, etc. But man, if ever there was a time we need to speak to him, it is right now. Matthew Peck is on the WRKO listener line. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, VB, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Look, we're in an election year. We're closing in on this thing. There's chaos in the streets. Everybody's got a plan. Everything's going on. What typically happens in an election year? What are the things that the candidates should be talking about as investors are trying to make sense of the world?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, VB. I mean, talk about 2020 is a unique year, to say the least. But like any time crazy things happen, I do try to look towards history and just say, you know, we have had crisis before, maybe not on the pandemic level. But for example, there was an election in 1932 during the Great Depression and during 2008, obviously, with the banking crisis as well. So some interesting things, again, from history, right? During the last 23 presidential elections from 1928 to 2016, there were really only four times when the market finished down, with one of them being, again, 08 during the banking crisis. And so, you know, usually what's happening is that, you know, it's the, you know, emotions start to really take over. And so, you know, the thing I was going to say, too, when you ask about what candidates should be talking about, in my opinion, it's, okay, how are we going to get people back to work? You know, Massachusetts right now has one of the highest unemployment rates in America. And so what they're not necessarily hearing right now is, okay, how are you going to get these people back to work? Because then it will sort of trickle down to what type of investments that that our clients can take advantage of.
So what's the combination? What's the secret formula and all that sort of stuff? What is the thing that should be going?
Well, that's the thing. I think people need to remind themselves that it's not just a presidential election. You know, it is obviously congressional as well, and most important, the Senate. And so, you know, again, history geeks like me, VB, you know, we could look back in time to say, okay, what combination of all red or all blue or a little bit of purple here is the best outcome, at least when it comes to the markets, and again, historically speaking. So it's in 1933, the highest returning combination has been a Democratic Senate, a Republican House, and a Democratic president, which averaged a return of 13.6 per year. Now, that's very unlikely in a sense of like a Senate, you know, of the House flipping and the Senate flipping, but then also, you know, the president flipping. What's right now, at least what polling is saying, that, you know, the most likely scenario is a Republican Senate, you know, where Republicans hold, Democrat obviously holds the House. And again, we follow current polls, and we certainly know how unreliable polls were in 2016, of course, you know, Democratic president. And under that mixture of, again, red Senate, blue House, and blue White House, according to Barron's, 8% is what the Dow Jones have averaged in that combination.
So I feel like, you know, the difference between Biden and Trump on anything is extremely wide. And as you look towards the future financially, of course, it's going to have massive ramifications. I feel like now is as good a time as any that people need to seek out a fiduciary. Yes.
Well, it's just the idea of there's so much information out there, VB. You know, I mean, obviously we're a part of it too, and we're trying to, you know, give facts and give the correct information out there. But there's just so much to sift through in how much it actually affects people. So, I mean, I love, one of the best parts about my job is sort of translating, like, okay, VB, here's what it means to you. You know, so we sit down with clients, like all this noise, here's what it means to you, you know, Joe and Jane or whatever that may be. And so, you know, and I think, unfortunately, if you don't have that fiduciary, you don't have someone that works in your best interests, sometimes you're going to let emotions or really politics end up dictating your decision as compared to focusing on what you can control, like tax strategies, investment balancing, risk levels, your own spending, your own budget. I mean, these are the things that you can control, and with the help of a fiduciary can sort of translate all of this, you know, massive stuff that's happening and to make sure it's working on your advantage.
All right, so with everything going on and people got to protect their retirement plans, obviously, and they got to understand the volatility of the markets and everything that's going on, how can someone set up a meeting with you guys if that's what they want to do?
All right. So we certainly want to try to make it easy no matter what happens. Then all you need to do is just text SHP. That's Shelter Harbor Planning. So SHP to 21,000. And a member of our team will reach out shortly to schedule your complimentary review. It's either in person or it's virtual or whatever is, you know, whatever people are comfortable with. And obviously, you know, VB, anytime they can go onto our website, shpfinancial.com.
Good stuff, Matthew. I appreciate it as always. Be safe out there.
You too, VB. Thank you.
Matthew Peck, SHP Financial. Check them out if you've got questions or if you need help. They're the place to go. We appreciate their support right here on VB in the Middle.